Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو اہلیا محبوب خدا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ تو پیکر علم و صدق و صفا صدیق کی بیٹی صدیقہ یہ میرا قلم یہ میری زبان کیا شان کریں گے تیری.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز آف مرکز صحابہ, دا وائس آف اہل السنہ والجماعہ, وی ویلکم یو ٹو دس پروگرام الفقہ علی المذاہب الاربعہ, جورسپروڈنس اکارڈنگ ٹو دا فور اسکولز آف تھاٹ. Today's date is the 8th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, and it is corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 30th of October, 2025. Alhamdulillah, today our program is we keeping the line open so our listeners can send your messages. WhatsApp is the most easiest for us, so kindly send in your messages, questions, whatever it is that's bothering you, troubling you. Doesn't just have to be with regards to marriage. It can be with regards to anything that you want to share with us, you want to ask. It's the open line for today. Today's fiqh, yeah. But we, Mufti Saab said we're having the open line program. So any questions, whether it's marriage, whether it's like a Q&A, G. I was just speaking to Suleiman, he's asking, he's shocked because we're saying, normally it's a fiqh program, it is fiqh, so we keep it fiqh, but whatever is, whatever questions you have, for example, one of the questions is, please explain to us, which I'll ask Mufti Saab now as he comes in, about Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What's the meaning of this? Please go into the details of this here. As well, come down to the four schools of thought. This is just an example. So normally we have a topic which we focus on, and today Mufti Saab said let's keep the lines open, give the listeners an opportunity, and let's interact, and let's, you can ask your questions, pose your concerns as well. The number to dial is 084-786-3132 +27 84-786-3132. And this is WhatsApp's only. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Saab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
We'll start with the headlines of Mufti Saab's and then we'll continue.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Just see what is happening there in Al-Fasha, there in Sudan. And who are the people behind all this? The United Arab Emirates, today I sent it out. They're telling the rapid support first. La to Soviet, they don't take the photos and the snaps and all that. All of Asliha al-Imaratiya, of all the arms coming in there to you from Emirates and all that. So you call these people Muslims, I'm asking you. So the Saudis, they are behind us, the Emiratis are behind us to destabilize the whole of Sudan, basically. Then yesterday I sent out this MBS of Saudi Arabia, MBZ of there, you must remember, of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. So they're busy with the prostitutes and all that. I just covered the photos. You see, so all these things are going on. So we should know all these things that are going on. But when people, the ulama, become scholars for dollars, then that's how they seal your mouth, they zip your mouth, you know. Because then what will happen to our wages? What will happen to our visas? What will happen to our holidays? So all the shaitani waswasa will get a hold of us. And then third one, today, tomorrow is the last day for Sahuk, remember that. So those of you who still got claims and grievances and complaints against Sahuk, so remember that. You should do that, mashallah, today immediately. If you haven't got the form as yet, contact me 071-888-1184. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make easy. And then today's tafsir, remember Thursday tafsir, Surah Yunus, and verses 57 and 58 is a fascinating lesson all regarding the Quran Sharif, chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verses 57, 58. And tomorrow, inshallah, will be Nigel and Sheikh Mahir al-Mu'aykili is delivering the khutbah. So after the khutbah will be Salat. And after the Salat, then we will translate, inshallah, and then the Dua, and then the lecture day in Nigel, inshallah al-Aziz. And any one of you, you got nikah announcements and all that, so send it today, please. 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. So then send that nikah announcement on that number. 084-786-3132. And Mona Zahid tomorrow, Friday, inshallah, will announce it between 10 and 10:30, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti, I have a question here. Is in the Quran Sharif under this verse, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'fin. The question is, in some Quran, the dad has a dhamma and some has a fatha. So why is it so when the meaning is the same?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Sahih hadith, authentic hadith, if you open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find Unzil al-Qur'an ala sab'ati ahrufin. The Qur'an Sharif was revealed with 7 dialects. So both that are acceptable. Remember, it's called Qiraatul Hafs. So you can read it with the Fatha, you can read it with the Dhamma. In the 90s and thereafter also, but remember, 90s is the best. Because that's the time the Seen and Sheen, the Sudesh and Shuraim show, you see that? Only they used to read and all that. So one Ramadan, I remember, Sudesh read Du'afin. And then the second Ramadan, he read Du'afin. So all that is totally permissible, no problem. I give you a note, you can check it up. We're not Qari's up and all that, you know, who did Qiraat or that in detail. We just did the basic rules. But if you read it, so I'll read for you now, so you will find it there also. So you must remember it is in the Quran Sharif, right? So Surah Rum, and that is chapter number 30 and verse number 54. So you got it? Chapter number 30, verse 54. So they got Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin. So look at the marginal mouth notes. قَرَأَ حَفْصٌ بِضَمِّ الدَّادْ وَفَتْحِهَا فِي الثَّلَاثَ لَكِنْ الدَّمَّ مُخْتَارَ. You see that? So he says that you can read it with, according to Hafs Qirat, with Dhamma and with Fatha. But if you read with Dhamma, it is better. You see that? So you must remember, yes, on the notes also you can see it. So therefore, both ways is fine, it's no problem. We don't have to make a big issue of that. That's our trouble, you know. When the enemies, Mufti Taqi Sahib wrote this waqiyah, very nice, you know. He wrote a book on Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That's an excellent book, let me tell you that. And in that muqaddama introduction, he said, when the people were slaughtering the Christians, the padris and the priests, they were discussing, are the fudalat and are the napaki, and all that it comes out from Nabi Isa alayhi salam, is pak and napak or what? You see that? So that was the point of discussion, you see. But the still Christians were getting slaughtered in the various battles and wars and massacres. They say today the Muslim Ummah also is like that. We will take a small issue and we will make it a big issue. You did da'afin permissible, you did da'afin permissible, all permissible, brother. So don't make issues out of tissues and tissues out of issues.
Mufti Sahib, a student of Deen says tomorrow he'll be giving a lecture and he wants to speak on Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What is the most important points to remember? And please take us through till today the four schools of thought.
So you must remember that first and foremost, if you want to speak about Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then you must tell them that what do we mean by Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So you have to believe in the Quran Sharif, you have to believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching, actions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A unique feature you must emphasize a lot on, As-Sahaba kulluhum adul and kulluhum fil Jannah. All the Sahaba are going to Jannah. Chapter 57, verse number 10. There is tafadul. How you have tafadulul anbiya, you have tafadulul ashabin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That all the prophets and messengers were selected by Allah jalla wala. But the greatest and the mightiest and the most beloved and the most precious to all Almighty Allah is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So similarly among Sahaba, so you must tell them, any person says Sayyidina Abu Bakr or Sayyidina Umar or Sayyidina Usman and all that are not, or Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa are not Muslim and they murtad and so forth. They themselves out of the fold of Islam. And then third one, you must speak about the awliyaullah. We believe in the awliyaullah. Those awliyaullah who practice according to Quran and Sunnah and so forth. Then we have the four schools of jurisprudence. So the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis. So chronological table first will be Imam Abu Hanifa. So 80 to 150. Imam Shafi'i, 150 to 204. And then Imam Malik, 94 to 179 and so forth. And then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, 164 to 242, like that. So each one of them, you just Google it and then you see and you speak a little bit of them. So that in a nutshell, you must remember is the other Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then you must say that where did we derive this term from? You must say Surah 12 and verse number 108. Surah 12 verse 108. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I invite towards Almighty Allah. Allah basiratin, with firm knowledge. Ana wa manittaba'ani. So ana means sunnah. And jama'ah refers to wa manittaba'ani sahaba. So me and you who follow Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow the sahaba, we become ahlus sunnah wa jama'ah. You got it now? So that, and the hadith in Tirmidhi, they asked Nabi alayhi salam, najat, salvation is for who? What did the Master alayhi salam say? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. In Tirmidhi it's there. So on what I am teaching, preaching, and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions are teaching. So therefore, in a nutshell, and if you want to sell it the other way, you can say, mal muradu bil ittiba. So ittiba, you must remember, you must go into the philology, tarikhul alfaz. So you must tell them Surah 40, verse number 7. The malaika, the angels are making dua for you. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِيِّمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Every verse I quote now, you will find the word ittibad. So angels are saying, you Muslims, you must follow the Allah-given path and road. Then وَقِيِّمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And Allah will then save you from the companions of the fire and Jahannam itself. Then you must follow Surah 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. Yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah Ta'ala will make you his beloved and your sins will be forgiven. You see that? So that's number two. Then you must follow who? Sahaba. Chapter 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So the first and foremost among the Muhajirin and Ansar, and those who follow them immaculately, those who follow them sincerely, Ihsan, you see. فَالْجَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You gave somebody 1,000 rand and you told them end of September it must be paid. He still never paid. End of October is coming now. So you can go and attach his stuff. You must remember that. Islamically, because why? He's not paying and he's got the means to pay. Matalul ghani zulmun, so that is being oppressed, an oppression that you delay all these things there. So how many we got now? So it was Allah Ta'ala, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, Surah 31, Surah Luqman, verse 15, 1-5, chapter 31, verse 15, Wattabi'a سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. So follow the path of those who turn towards me. So in there the awliyaullah will come and the imams will come. So that is a beautiful lecture. And you must be very sure to convince your people that the people who are against Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are the Shias. So you must just quote one, two things. In Tawdihul Masail, Khomeini writes there, you must remember you can make mutah, prostitution for 1 hour. So that is the Islam they are selling, you understand? That Islam is for sale and so forth. We say no, Islam is not for sale. We are the ones who are making Islam badnam and disgracing it. Remember that, with our crooked actions and so forth.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, my husband is vulgar in his sleep, not aware what he is doing. He also sees people in his sleep and he talks a lot in his sleep. In the day, he is not vulgar anymore. Please help us.
So you must tell him to do the following a'mal. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. A'mal means righteous actions. From tonight onwards, la yuhafidu alal hudu'i illa mu'min. A sahih hadith, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. The true Muslim, he only stays in hudu. So you can't stay in hudu 24 hours, but as much as possible, stay in hudu. That's a very good quality. So there, before sleeping, make hudu. Second one, he must read the following Surah Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, and he must read the four Quls, Qul Ya Kafirun, and the last three surahs. So that's also one thing. Third one, he must read a lot of Abdurud Sharif. You see, tonight, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. Every day you must read Salawat Durud Sharif. But tonight, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah. So keep your tongue moist. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, some people say they read 10,000, some people say 1,000, some people say, I say read any amount. But little bit is better compared to reading a lot and then don't reading at all till Ramadan. So that also is a very bad practice, you must remember that. And thereafter, give out charity daily. So you'll see things will improve for the better, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to making hifz and reading, reciting the Quran Sharif, how can we prepare for Taraweeh?
Yeah, from tonight, start reading every Thursday night. Read Surah Yasin and thereafter read Surah Dukhan and Surah 44 in the 25th Juz. And thereafter Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and thereafter Surah Tabarak. So Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. You know it by heart. So read 4 rakat Salat, how you read now before Zohar. And if you don't know it by heart, then look inside and read it. Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in the 21st Suparah, 21st Juz. And then that you must remember that Surah Mulk. So inshallah, then you read 2 rakat Salat because you don't know it by heart and you ask Allah Jalla Wala. You must learn. We haven't learned to speak to Allah. Ya Raja'ana Ida Hulliqatil Abwab. Ya Allah, you are our only hope, Ya Allah. You're the only one who can help us. All the doors have closed on us. Imagine you are with Hamas. You're right there in Gaza. You turn this side, the Arab countries have abandoned you, supporting America and Israel, but all haramis. You look this side, the Muslim countries have abandoned you, beside 1-2 countries. You look at the outside world, the media, the movie industry, all controlled by the Jutlas and the Jews. So always they'll paint a negative life of yours and try to prove they are the good guys. But Allah already said for them, chapter 22, verse number 18, Surah 22, verse 18, Suratul Hajj, What Allah says there, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Chapter 22, verse 25. So when you make intention of ilhad and deviation, then we will unleash a painful, terrible punishment for you. You see that? وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ And thereafter, go and sit by the old ulama, not the young ulama. Go sit there with the old ulama in your town or in the Haram Sharif or in the Jamiat or wherever. So now I'm reading the report every day of Maulana Yunus Patel. So remember, Maulana Yunus was a very special person, you know. So Allah gave him such a death just after the Tawaf and so forth in Makkah. So what we learn from there is how we must look at our akabir, our elders, and see how they made dini khidmat. He was offered only 90 rain in Muirawa, from 69 to 73. Toilet, bathroom, outside. You understood? And from that 90 rain, 10 rain, he must pay water and lights. So he left with 80 rain. He says he's 3-4 years there, from 69 to 73, that he didn't have a car, nothing, and all these things. Yeah? And how they would travel from Muirawa in the 60s, that in one hand he holds the child, in the other hand their two children, the mother holds the child. So, and in that way he say, we never beg from anybody, we to hitchhike and go Durban. Imagine this type of life. You tell today Maulvis, they'll tell you, I want 10, 20, 40, 50,000 rand. And how many days leave you going to give me? How much medical aid you'll give me? So that's all their priorities nowadays. The khidmat of deen. He says, when I was leaving in 69 to come to South Africa, our Ustad, Mawlana Fakhruddin, Rahimahullah, I asked him advice. He said, see, that dunya, you must keep it in front. You see that? Because we all need the dunya things. But when you see things are doubtful, haram, you must walk away from that. You must remember that. You don't get involved in any form of haram and so forth and so on. And thereafter, that will make dua to all mitallah. So, Muhammad Mawlana Fakhruddin to Mawlana Yunus Patel, deen ko aage rakho, aur dunya piche piche a jayega. And exactly, is 100% right. So, always put the deen in front. Then Allah will bring the dunya at your feet. What we want to do, we change, we're chasing the dunya, we're chasing a shadow all the time. You see, so we should understand these issues here, excellent issues it is.
Mufti Sahib, just commenting on that last message, my husband does make a lot of dhikr, he reads all the surahs, everything.
So what's happening to him is during the day, with his friends or with his staff and all that, he's using too many vulgarities. So therefore the replay comes at night. When I was becoming hafiz, so daytime you learn, and nighttime when you're sleeping, my mother, beloved mother, used to say, you know what you were doing? I said, I don't remember anything. I just went to go sleep and woke up. Said you were reading your sabak, or you were reading your back sabak, or something you were reading. So what you do during the day, and every day you are doing it, then nighttime you'll have the replay of it. So you have to guard your tongue. Wear a ring, and engraved on it must be Imam Abu Hanifa's statement. Jirmuhu swagir, wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is very small. The crime it commits is very, very big. So therefore, we need to be circumspect in that regard and not just fall for people's tricks and so forth. May Allah Ta'ala accept us all and grant us ikhlas and istiqamat, and Allah Ta'ala give, you understand, all our ulama and students hidayat also to speak on Gaza, Sudan, all these other burning issues throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala protect the mujahideen and protect all the Palestinians, and Allah decimate all these enemies of Islam if there is no hidayat for them.
Mufti Sahib, what's the best time to give out your zakat?
So best time is Ramadan. I'll give you the reason why. If you give out every day, you can give out every week, you can give out every month, you give out. But the bulk of it, give it out in Ramadan. Why? Then you know Ramadan to Ramadan. So that is your lunar year. Zakat don't work with solar year. It works with the lunar year. So you know that. You can work it out Rabiul Awwal to Rabiul Awwal, Rajab to Rajab, Sha'ban to Sha'ban, but Ramadan is the best. Second one, your good deeds are multiplied times 70. You see that? Just last night, I was reading a book Hazrat Mufti Sahib gave me. Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Muhammad Zakariya wrote there, ki iftar ke waqt agar 8-9 kisam ke khana ho, to ek do ko le lijiye aur jaakar kisi ghareeb miskeen ko de dena. You see, ye bhi ek haq hai Ramadan ka. That Ramadan barakat comes so much, but then we forget the poor people, you see. So that is wrong also. So we must give them also. So yeah, also. So you know 4 Jews, 5 Jews. So just learn and learn. Inshallah, by that time, the love of Quran will enter your heart. And inshallah, you will make in dua for your parents and everybody else who passed away and those who are alive and so forth. And remember the people who are ill and sick and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala give them also shifa kamil.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, a person says, I'm looking to trim my hair. I'm a female, as it's falling out a lot and too thin. And can I dye my hair rose gold to scare my husband off?
So you must remember that I just went to the barber today, and your Mosaid will tell you there's not one hair on my head. And he cut my, trimmed my moochie and everything. You see that? So he make me look young, like you say. So that is, now you as a lady, you want to cut your hair, trim your hair, all that. Is that permissible? That's the question. Our fatwa is not permissible. You must remember that. Why? We can't take it from the pocket. The hadith is mentioned clearly. For you, the women that are free women, you see. So in a case like that, that it is compulsory for you to get married and so forth and so on. And you can't be delaying, delaying. All you youngsters also, you'll delay, delay so many months. Not like that. So you must try and get married immediately. Remember that. And thereafter, you must remember the other question was, now you want to cut your hair because your hair is very thin and so forth. So just use olive oil. So why don't you use olive oil? Start today. So put olive oil on your head, on your hair, and all that, and practice and have yaqeen on the words of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kulu zayt, eat the olives. I ate olives this morning, you see, breakfast time. Wattahinu bihi, and apply it wherever there are pains and aches and all that. So that is hadith. Why? Fa innahu min shajarati mubaraka, it comes from a blessed, honorable tree. So now imagine that we just hire somebody, we don't oversee nothing. And then when they gone, the next day we come, we ask them, you know, one phone was on top. And this was there. They say, ayazi. For them, it's all ghanimat, you see that. So why must they worry about our negligence and so forth and so on? So that is where we stand. So what was the question here, the last one?
About dyeing her hair, yeah, rose gold.
She want to dye her hair, rose gold and all these things there, that's not permissible. Then you are imitating the kafirat, you are imitating the fahishat, you are imitating, you must remember, the asimat and so forth. So fahishat, the ladies who got no shame, no modesty, the immoral, impure woman. And then the ladies who don't have niqab and so forth, so that also is sinful. So therefore, you must have the niqab and all it on, this wajib and compulsory. And thereafter, remember that we should give out some charity and all these type of things also, that Allah will protect you from all sicknesses and all that. The hadith in Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. You see that? So give out charity for your people who are sick and so forth. So Allah will give shifa and take some water and apply on the head and all that. Lot of things you can do.
Mufti Sahib, after divorce, can husband and wife come to an agreement regarding money and supporting the children, or does it have to be settled in court?
No, among yourself, Quran says, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. So regarding your children, but you, the husband, has to pay. You must remember, you can't impose upon the wife that she must pay. That's haram. It's your children and you have to pay. She comes from a rich family, so she says that she will pay. All that. So she's doing ihsan. She's just doing a favor. But you cannot impose it upon her. She must give 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 a month and all that. Because you're so rich and you're owning so many properties or you're owning so many cars and all that. So all that you can't impose upon them. Yes, on their own they want to spend. So that is their own prerogative, you must remember.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, I'm 46 years old. My wife wants me to cut my hair. And I want to keep a long zulfa. She gets very upset with me. What should I do?
So you must remember that what your wife is saying is right. So you must cut your hair. See, I'm cheese. Now understand, not one hair on my head. All this today, Zulfa and all that is just so. So all the Zulfa talk and all that today, majority of the time is fashion. You see that? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu opened Mishkat Sharif. He used to say, Adaytu Ra'si, Adaytu Ra'si, Adaytu Ra'si. I hate my head, I hate my head. Why? I heard Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that what will happen is that the time will come when the, you must remember that these people, you know, they will keep long, long hair or whatever, and then when they take ghusl, every hair will not be wet. So me, Sayyidina Ali, I cut my hair and I want no hair on my head because tahta kulli sha'ratin janaba. They open Mishkat Abu Dawood. Under every hair, there is janaba and impurity. So therefore, for you to say that, no, you will give them and all that, that's not right. So you must remember that. So that our advice to you is that you shouldn't give Zulfa and you just give normal haircut. And in that way, you don't imitate the kafir culture and non-Muslim culture. So that would be the best thing for you.
Mufti Sahib, how should we read the awud? Some people say, some people say, a'udhu, which is correct?
There's no mud there. A'udhu, not a'udhu. So a'udhu. So with the hamza, with the hamza, and with the hamza with the ha, with a hamza and a fatha, a zabar there, not a mad there. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. A'udhu billahi min sayyil asqam. A'udhu billahi min al-haram. So everywhere you will read it like that. Allah Jalla wala protect us from all type of harm and evil.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to praying on as a musafir, what is the way to catch up the qada with regards to being a musafir?
So remember, when you musafir, so Fajr you will read 2 and 2, Zohar you will read 2, Asr you will read 2, Maghrib you will read 3, and Isha, according to Hanafis, you will read 2 and 3, the 3 witr. According to majority scholars, you don't have to read the 3 witr if you are musafir. So that, so if you read it, it's good, but not compulsory. So that is what's understood. So you know that which salat you were quite particular word, meticulous, and which ones you used to miss. Like Fajr, Asr you used to miss. But Zohar, Maghrib, Isha, the loud salat, you understand? So you take your Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, you were loud, you were there much, most of the time. So just calculate it, and you say that this, this, and all these things there from time of death. So how much it works out to and so forth. So that's a good question, because we must be concerned about our salat. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of you must be concerned about it. Because if you're not concerned about the plight of the ummah, لَمَلَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنُهُمْ, that a person who's not bothered about the plight of the ummah, he is not in reality a true, you must remember, you know, a Muslim or true Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah and so forth. So we should be concerned also about the plight of the ummah.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to get together with the Jews who are against Israel and pray together with them?
Totally haram. We don't believe in interfaith. They want to pray, they can pray. Chutlas, they'll tell you they with you. But tomorrow something happened, majority of them will stand with Israel. So you must remember. If the Christians say, come we pray together, the Hindus say, come we pray together, the Buddhas say, all are haram there. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. So all that is haram and not permissible.
Gee, they say, Mufti Sahib, please expose this here in Claremont Main Road Masjid in Cape Town. There is going to be an interfaith Shabbat, and this will be taking place on the 7th of November. Please inform the Muslimin.
It's not from today. That masjid is famous. You must remember, past 10, 15 years it's going on. That they celebrate New Year, or they celebrate Christmas, or now they celebrate the Shabbat, or whatever it is. So you must remember that all this is done just to, you know, so curry favor with people, with the governments of South Africa, or curry favor with the Iranian ambassador, and so on. So that is, you must remember what happens when you are indebted to people and so forth. So remember that we will say that these type of things are not permissible, that you get involved in interfaith centers and all these type of things.
Mufti Sahib, what's the best way to pay off the deceased, qada fasting as well as the qada umri?
Yeah, you must pay the qada or salah of fasting that everybody agrees that you can pay it off, and 30 rand, 35 rand per fast. So let's say that person must 10 fast, so 350 rand you must give poor Muslims. But the Shafi'is, Hanbalis and them, they say, man mata wa alayhi siyam, and that person has got fasting that outstanding, soma anhu waliyuhu, so his heirs can also keep the fast, then there's no payment. So that is permissible according to Shafi'is and Hanbalis and them. And the hadith in Bulughul Maram, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the hadith in, you understand, you know, the various compilations and so forth. So that's also an option. But Hanafis don't allow that. That somebody else fasts for you after your death and all. And you must remember that for Salat, only Hanafis say this payment, nobody else. Because Hanbali say it's a death penalty if you must Salat. Shafi is, and you must remember, Malik is, they say they must give the death penalty. And the Hanafis, they say that, you know, you must incarcerate that person, imprison that person, hatta yamut or yatub, till that person repents, or till that person dies and so forth. So remember, so this is what the different mazahib are regarding these issues.
Mufti Sahib, please tell us the virtues of Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu anhu.
When I used to go to Medina University, so remember they wrote one excellent book, I still got it by me, that Al-Sahabi Al-Jalil, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. So first look at Sahaba and see what Allah Ta'ala says about them. Allah Ta'ala says about them, chapter 9, verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, the first and the foremost among the Muhajirin and Ansar. Then, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who followed them sincerely fulfilled their duty with beauty. So Amir Muawiyah, Khalid bin Walid, they all fall in that category. So Allah promised them all, جَنَّاتٍ أَدْنِي تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْنَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدَى ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, supreme success for them and so forth and so on. So all this day we will say, you can do, you must remember. Thereafter, you must remember that Muawiyah radiallahu anhu particularly. So look at the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking at his grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, and then saying, Inna bni hadha sayyidun. He's a sayyid. La'alla allaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyatayni min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to reconcile two big groups amongst the ummah. You see. So it shows that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 11th year, Sayyidina Abu Bakr 3rd year, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu ending of 23rd year, and thereafter was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So what? Then he abdicated and he resigned. That is, the Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu after his father was martyred on 17th Ramadan. And remember that he took up the cudgels and so forth, but he used to say, Ye mere kaam nahi. This is not really the work I supposed to be doing, you see. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala accepted also. So now, so in a case like this, so what should the people do? Quran is saying that a person in a masjid and all that, he must make zikrullah. And he must read the tilawat of Quran. He must do this, he must do that. So now Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that after 17th Ramadan, and it is the 40th year of the Hijrah, and Sayyidina Ali gets martyred. 6 months, Amir Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He realized the responsibilities are too much, so he resigned. And then he gave it to Amir Muawiyah, you become the Amir for Allah's sake. I will become, but remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person will come, or a lion, or a tiger, or whatever, and they will attack me, and this then they won't play fools, and so forth. So therefore, we must always know that he, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, was handed the Khilafat in the year 41 by Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. And thereafter, he ruled for 19 and a half years, almost 20 years you can say. And remember, it's from the year 41, Amul Jama'ah, right till the year 60, 22nd of Rajab. You see that? So that's one thing. Then there's a beautiful saying, an al-bidayah wa nihaya of Ibn Kathir, you understood? So he said, وَقَالَ أَبُو تَوْبَةِ مَنِكْ تَشَفَى عَلَىٰ مُعَاوِيَةِ Whoso goes and attacks Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, اِجْتَرَىٰ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ He'll be more bold on the other Sahaba, and then he will want to go and attack their honor dignity. So therefore, Muawiyah sitrun li ashabihi. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is the veil in the kaqal and the barrier between them. فَإِذَا كُشِفَ And when people break that barrier, then اِجْتَرَعَ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ Then they'll start attacking 101 other Sahaba. Go open Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya, you'll find it, they're very beautiful it is. So they are great. Now it is open, Amir Muawiyah's grave and everything. Before it was hidden and all that, so now, mashallah, everything is open, courtesy of Julani. So must remember that. So they say Julani is a good guy and this and all that. So Allah alone knows who's good and who's bad. We don't know all that. But what is the prima facie evidence? That is what we will pass the verdict on.
Mufti Sahib, just with regards to the previous question, a listener is asking, so we as the Hanafis, we cannot fast for the deceased.
Hanafis are not permissible. There's hadith in Daraqutni, لا يصوم أحدٌ عن أحدٍ ولا يصلي أحدٌ عن أحدٍ. So Hanafis say not permissible, Shafis humbly say permissible.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to getting married, what is the correct way and which is, what are the important factors?
So correct way, you must get married immediately. What are you wasting time and all that? People got, you know, some crazy ideas. Whole day they're watching the TV. And then Hollywood, Bollywood, the dream world, you see that? That how this person loves and how does. So if you're living in that world, remember it's an illusion and delusion. Don't be a fool and a moron and believe them and this type of things. Yeah? So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made a system that you must get married and not love like animals, shacking with one another, mating season. Call this one, call this one, call... No, Islam wants chastity, purity. Therefore, see the dua of the Anbiya. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Ya Allah, give me pious and give me such chaste children. Innaka sami'u dua. Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua. So you must remember that is chapter 3, verse 38. And thereafter, chapter number 37, verse 100. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. So my first advice, get married as soon as possible. Second one is this, what are the basis for a true marriage? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, then the real basis is taqwa. You see that? So we must inculcate the quality of taqwa and so forth. And remember that, you know, people today, they can't wake up and all that for tahajjud, fajr and so. So wake up early and read fajr, salat and all that on time. Then make dua also and see what happens. Allah Ta'ala will open so many doors for you. So Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and grant us such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So it shows that this is what we should try. And then, the main vital ingredient for a successful marriage is both parties must adopt the quality of taqwa. You have Islam, then after Islam is Iman, then after Iman is taqwa. They are true piety, you see that? And you know that Allah's fazl comes then when you try and so forth. And then Allah Ta'ala, you must remember, makes it such that, you know, it becomes your second nature and your tabi'ah, sharia tabi'ah banjai. So that is what we should know and understand and read ya wadudu abundantly. And Allah Jalla wa Ala will then make it easy for you and your wife, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that only Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam was not touched as a baby by shaitan?
His mother made dua, Inni u'iduha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytani rajim. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, then his mother, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu anha, then There's no father, right, for Isa alayhi salam. And then Mughira bin Shu'bah, his kunya was Abu Isa. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu objected to him, how can you have a kunya Abu Isa? There's no father for Isa alayhi salam. He said, Ya Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you don't come with your objections here. This was told to me by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see? So, Musannaf ibn Abi Shaybah and all that. So, he straight away accepted it. So, go now. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. Then his mother, Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. Now, Sayyidah Maryam's parents are who? So, you must remember the one parent is her. So, you must remember that Hazrat Maryam's parents. So now the father is Imran, the Quran says. And the mother is who? Hannah. It qalat imra'atu Imran. Inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharraran fataqabbal minni. When she was pregnant and dead, then she said, I must take this and give to my wife and so forth. That, you know, is a great, great souvenir, like the great present. That, yeah, that we got this whole thing. So now, when they made dua, what dua they made? They made dua that they want a child that is as for Hazrat Maryam, you see, her mother, father. So Imran and Hazrat Hannah, they made dua, Inni uyiduha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytanir rajim. So there you will find it in the Quran, chapter 3, verses 36, 37 and all that. So the story goes on like that. So therefore, Nabi Isa alayhi salam was protected from shaitan in the early stages. But the same thing will be said of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam as well. And you say that the Master alayhi salam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. And we say that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, so you must remember that, you know, was giving people the guidance and directives and all this all the time. So therefore, we will say that in cases like that, that we must encourage the people to read all these du'as and so forth and give out charity. And the main thing is consistency is the key. So that is where we are lacking. One day we pious and one day we not pious. And that is how life goes on today. So that is not acceptable. We must show them the beauty of Islam and talk to them about Islam, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, please tell us, will Masjidul Aqsa go into the hands of the kuffar as we see? It is only the strip in the West Bank that's left. What's going to happen?
Allah Jalla Wala answers all this. You must remember, go read chapter 17, verse number 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the jutlas are in the final promise, you see, now they think we have captured everything and so. Allah says, جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. The Muslim Ummah, the Muslim army will do three things. لِيَسُوءُ جُوهَكُمْ. They will dance, smear, and they will scar and wound your faces. You must remember, you jutlas, so they don't want to use their own. So you must remember, gun and whatever, they want people to sponsor and so forth. That's haram, he job that. So they, everything people must sponsor and give them. So therefore, we say that when a person, you must remember, is reading salat and so forth, and make sajda, and make dua, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. So inshallah that we can make dua whole night, whole day. But remember that we can't be joining them, the Jews, anywhere in the world, or Christians and so forth. So all these places here are out. You must remember that because you must, so expensive nowadays. And secondly, is this, most of these places, they were Israel. And so therefore, we'll tell you, it's better you don't go. Go to those places that where you can help the Palestinians. And if you can go inside, all the better and so forth. Yemen is there. Sudan is there. So many places are there, you must remember. So that is what we should try and understand.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.